For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. In a world war raging across Europe, in the beautiful and historic country of Italy, where planes are bombing and armies are purposely blowing up bridges and factories, as well as accidentally damaging churches, museums, and libraries, how do you protect centuries-old art treasures from destruction, damage, and theft? The answer is found in Saving Italy by Robert Edsel, the Kabach Changing Hands Book Note Selection for May 2013. Author Robert Edsel began his career in the oil and gas exploration business, but after settling in Florence, he wondered how all the monuments and art treasures survived the devastation of World War II. During the ensuing years, he devoted himself to finding the answer to that question. He's the author of the nonfiction books Rescuing Da Vinci and The Monuments Men. Edsel is the founder and president of the Monuments Men Foundation for the Preservation of Art, which received the 2007 National Humanities Medal. His latest book is Saving Italy. In the Second World War of the 20th century, Allied forces created a special team of officers drawn from the ranks of American, British, and European art and academic experts to protect and preserve all the great paintings, sculptures, drawings, architecture, and other artistic treasures that abounded in Europe for the past 500 to 1,000 years. Main characters in the book are U.S. Army Monuments officers Dean Keller and Fred Hart. Keller was a professor of art at Yale before the war, and Hart was a curator at the Yale Art Gallery. They were joined by over a dozen other dedicated, talented men whose only orders were to protect art. The carnage of war and the destruction it brought to the art world was devastating. And in this book, you get a heartbreaking glimpse into what was lost, but also an inspiring look at the ingenious ways these talented officers and art lovers found to keep the work safe. It is terrifying to read how close Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper came to crumbling into dust. The building around it was decimated. Works by Donatelli, Caravaggio, Titian, and others were in danger from bombing raids, tank shells, and looting. Nazi official Hermann Göring stole many famous art pieces for his own collection, and SS officers were charged with pilfering specific paintings for Hitler's personal collection and for a museum he was planning in Austria. Challenges you face in reading this book might be keeping all the officers' names straight. Edsel spends a lot of time going over the clandestine machinations and meetings surrounding the surrender of the Nazi forces in Italy, more than he should have, really, and the way he explains it can get confusing. I haven't read his other books, but the somewhat fragmented parts of this volume made me wonder if he was partially made up of stuff that didn't get into his other two books on similar subjects. Those gripes aside, this really is a gripping and moving tale of trying to protect art treasures in time of war, and how a team of artists and professors outwitted those that would destroy and or steal them. It's a story of how art survived the carnage. To find out more about this book and order it at a discount, go to www.changinghands.com, to our website, kabach.org. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.